Hello, CTA members, and welcome to Office Hours with Gary Allen. This podcast is all about you, your needs, and helping you plan and prep to enjoy a better life as an educator. I'm your host, Gary Allen. This podcast is dedicated to the hardworking people of CTA who educate and support the next generation of society every day. You spend most of your waking hours focused on the support and welfare of others. We thought it would be a good idea to provide you with a resource that's focused on you and your needs. Before we begin, I want to share with you a story on why I created this podcast in the first place. It was a Friday morning not too long ago when I was getting ready to present a workshop on saving for retirement at a CTA pre-conference. There was a room of educators, probably close to 100 people or so, all CTA members eagerly waiting for my training session to begin. However, before we started, we had the pleasure of CTA President David Goldberg stopping by to introduce himself, to give some inspiring thoughts, and to share some encouraging words. During his comments, David looked at everyone in the room and said, "You know, it is a privilege for each of us to be here today, out of the classroom, away from school, being here to spend time on personal growth, training, and spending a little time thinking about ourselves and our needs. We have about 100 people here in the room today, but think of the other 300,000 that did not get the chance to be here. At this pace, it would take us far too long to be able to offer this to every member. There was some joking in the room about whether it would take 100 or 1,000 or even more years to touch every CTA member at the current pace. David made the point that everyone who was able to make it to our CTA pre-conference training has an obligation to share this valuable information with your colleagues who could not make it here today. He challenged everyone in a thoughtful way to find those big thoughts, those kernels of knowledge, to bring back to your colleagues and share it with them. He asked everyone to help spread knowledge, just like you do in school every day, but this time share it with your colleagues. Those words resonated deeply with me. Each and every year, I conduct workshops for CTA members across the state at conferences and other gatherings. Sharing our knowledge about investments, retirement, consumer finance, and so many other things along the way. However, no matter how hard we try, we are only reaching a fraction of the overall membership of CTA. As I look back at all the trainings my team and I have done for CTA members over the years, you know, I'm guessing, but I think we might have touched maybe 10 to 20,000 people. And while that's a large number, it really only represents, I don't know, something like 5 to 7% of the total membership. When I thought more about this, David's words kept echoing in my head. How do we reach out? How do we share the information and knowledge that I and my colleagues have that CTA members need? This podcast is my small part to help fulfill David's challenge to share the information every member needs. The podcast is built to support each of you so you can survive and thrive, not only while you're working, but also throughout that well-deserved retirement after a lifetime of public service. So thanks to David for the inspiration and the challenge. Welcome to our journey of education, knowledge, and information to help you and your fellow CTA members improve your lives going forward. As I said earlier, I've had the pleasure to meet so many CTA members over the years. My interactions at conferences and in other ways is a major part of me learning to understand more about today's educators. By and large, what I've noticed is educators are a very giving and caring bunch. You dedicate yourself to the betterment of the students you work with. Whether you're a teacher or one of the many other types of education professionals, your world is one of focusing on the needs of others. It's a noble profession and one that delivers many types of rewards. Unfortunately, it's not one that heaps financial rewards on the educators themselves. From a financial perspective, people don't enter the education field to get wealthy. There are many other professions that have much higher financial rewards. However, the education field for many is a passion that fulfills their life far beyond any paycheck. The opportunity to influence so many young lives is a priceless reward for a life in public service. Because of this, it is very important for educators, though, to be able to stretch their income and make wise financial decisions. While some things are fundamentally different about the life of an educator, in many ways, the foundation of surviving and thriving is the same as ordinary folks out there. Educators in California often enter their career with a steep learning curve, trying to gain solid footing and a permanent position. Unfortunately, many of you are saddled with student debt, lower pay, and the higher cost of living in California. Conditions are certainly challenging for many members. While student debts can certainly feel like a ball and chain holding you back, remember your education, your degrees, and your credentials are investments in yourself. The trade-off here is financial debt that helps to create your human capital. And many people listening to this podcast may not be familiar with the term human capital. So let's pause for a moment and dive into a story that will help us understand the concept of human capital and why it's crucial for everyone to get it. Nearly 300 years ago, a very famous economist named Adam Smith uncovered a concept that holds immense value, not just for individuals, but for society as a whole. He introduced the idea of human capital, defining it as the collection of skills, knowledge, and abilities possessed by the people within a society. Fast forward to today, and the definition of human capital has expanded to include aspects like education, health, knowledge, and various skills. To put it in simpler terms, think of your human capital as the total amount of money you could potentially earn in the future thanks to the skills and knowledge you possess. So let me give you a simple example. Imagine a person who's 25 years old, they've recently graduated from college, and they've obtained their teaching credential. They're on the brink of embarking on their teaching career. In conversations with young teachers about their financial situations, I often hear expressions of concern. They say things like, "Wow, things are really tough. I don't have any savings. I'm buried under student loan debt, and my salary isn't very high." While this perspective is understandable, it overlooks a critical component of their financial picture. The most significant asset that young teachers possess isn't something tangible like money in the bank. It's your human capital. To give you a clearer picture, let's crunch some very simple numbers. Assuming they continue to work for another 40 years until age 65, and let's assume their average salary over that period of time is only $85,000, well, based on that, their human capital is valued at a staggering $3.4 million. Therefore, even when considering student loans and other debts, their actual net worth when factoring in their human capital could easily surpass $3 million. And that brings us to an essential point that every individual, especially those just starting their careers, should understand. The real key to financial success lies in making informed decisions about what you're going to do with your future earnings. It's all about how you manage and leverage your human capital throughout your life that will truly make a difference. Why is understanding this so critical? It shifts our focus from the immediate to the long term, encouraging us to harness and cultivate the human capital within us. The most impactful decision affecting your financial future involves how much of your annual earnings you choose to spend immediately versus how much you decide to save and invest in your own future. If this concept seems a bit complex, let's make it easier. Every day we face a choice. Spend everything we earn, or maybe spend even more, and remain in a cycle of living paycheck to paycheck or choose and save to invest a portion of those earnings. These investments can then grow and work for you, potentially freeing you from the paycheck to paycheck lifestyle. So the decision is yours to make. You can either spend all your earnings now and face financial challenges indefinitely, or you can adopt a more disciplined approach. By saving and investing a part of your income, you can create a foundation for financial stability and growth. This approach not only helps you break free from your current difficulties, but also lets you build a better future. At this moment, you might be asking yourself, how do I get this? How do I do it? What steps do I need to take to break free and live a better life? First and foremost, understand that the transformation will not happen overnight. It's a journey of small steps. And for some, it may even feel like a struggle. Achieving your goals will require time, patience, persistence, and determination. But trust me, the rewards will be invaluable to you and your loved ones. What I've talked about so far is a basic idea of how your human capital, your skills and your knowledge, and your financial capital, the savings and investments you'll make, are connected. Along the way, there are many tactics and strategies to make the most of your resources. However, it's easy to get lost in the details without keeping an eye on the bigger picture. I always advise people to focus on the big picture before diving into specifics. Often people think they need financial planning, an investment advisor, a CPA, an insurance agent, someone right away. Before explaining these options, I want to discuss what real financial planning means in my view. Real financial planning is about creating a strong connection between how you use your resources and what truly matters to you. I want to make sure you understand what I just said because it is so important. That financial planning, good financial planning, is creating a very strong connection between those resources you have and how you're going to use them and connecting them to what truly matters to you. Now, let me clarify what I mean by resources in the context of financial planning. Your resources include your time, your money, your energy, and your attention. To me, excellent financial planning means aligning those resources with what's important in your life. Over the years, I've noticed that people often use their resources in ways that don't really align with their values of what's important to them. Part of the challenge is that our priorities and how we use our resources can change over time. That's just part of being human. Sometimes our actions and values align and we feel content. Occasionally, they align perfectly and we feel like we're exactly where we're meant to be, doing exactly what we want to do. It's a wonderful feeling, almost like reaching nirvana. However, there are times when our actions and values drift apart. This drifting can be a natural part of exploring new things or experiencing life. Other times, though, it might indicate that something in our lives is not right. The role of real financial planning is to minimize this drift. It's about recognizing when our use of resources doesn't match our aspirations and finding ways to close that gap that has existed or has become apparent. This process helps us become who we want to be. Life is full of decisions and trade-offs, each with short and long-term consequences. Our aim is to guide you towards making better choices. This guidance can help you save money, avoid mistakes, gain clarity, and hopefully peace of mind along the way. Ultimately, we want to support you in becoming the best version of yourself. I've heard people argue that we don't really know what we want. However, I believe the issue isn't that we don't know our desires. The problem is that we don't pay enough attention to our relationships with ourselves, others, and the world around us. We're simply not good at focusing on what truly matters, This issue arises because we live in a world that constantly pushes us to search for products that can serve as stand-ins for our deeper values that are there. By paying the right kind of attention and making thoughtful decisions about how we use our resources, we can align our lives more closely with our values. That is what's important to us. This alignment is the essence of real financial planning. It's not just about managing money. It's about managing life in a way that brings us closer to our true selves and what we want to accomplish. In upcoming episodes, we'll dive deeper into specific subjects that'll help us navigate this relationship in the real world, aligning what's important to you with real-life examples of how to get what matters to you. When we become adults, it often feels like we give up on our dreams. I want to make sure that your dreams and desires are alive and well. And more importantly, we want to make sure you have a great chance of making them happen. Do you want to retire early? How about taking care of your student debts? Maybe you want to make sure you're not a burden to your family later on. Maybe a charity or a mission that you want to make happen. Do you want to stop worrying about retirement? All of this and much more will be on our journey together through this podcast. I hope you'll join us along the way as you aspire to become the person you want to be. And once again, I want to thank David for inspiring me to do more to help you. Until next time, I'm Gary Allen with Office Hours, the podcast for CTA members. The preceding episode of Office Hours was created by Gary Allen, the lead financial advisor for the CTA Retirement Savings Plan. However, the contents of this program are the thoughts and opinions of the host only, and do not represent CTA, the CTA Retirement Savings Plan, or Prudent Investor Advisors in any manner. Gary could change his opinions at any time and is not responsible for or required to inform listeners of this podcast of future changes. The information provided is done for informational purposes only and is not to be construed as investment, legal, or tax advice of any kind. Please consult with your own appropriate professional for investment, tax, or legal advice.